mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You don't want to miss the interview that's coming up here in about 5 minutes with Matthew Rothschild, editor of the Progressive Magazine, on Bush's pick of Negroponte for National Intelligence Director. That's coming up. The Lord of Torture to get a bigger post for himself. Now, I love all these Iran-Contra crooks being in control. We are talking to Cindy Sheehan, who lost her son in Iraq last year. And she started Gold Star Families for Peace. And he was a specialist and was killed in an attack on their Humvee column. Let's take quickly callers. I want to get a few of the callers been holding the longest in here. Let's talk to Steve in Ohio. Thanks for holding, Steve. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Alex, and hello, Cindy.
Hello.
I'm so sorry to hear about your son.
Thank you, Steve.
And unfortunately, he died for the love of money.
Right.
Which, of course, is the root of all evil.
Right.
You know, we've got fascism now in control of the government. You know, that's business controlling the government, which is fascism.
Right, exactly.
And the troops are nothing more but than property or assets to be used. Now, the war, in my opinion, was about Saddam not accepting dollars for payment for oil, and there was a lot of talk in the Middle East about that occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Fed needed to put a stop to any of the talk about dumping the dollar, and it came out yesterday evening, Alex, that the Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, Daddy Bush, Newt Gingrich, and many big players in Washington, D.C. were also involved in the food for oil scandal.
No, I knew that, and then, look. The only company allowed by the sanctions to sell in Iraq was Halliburton. They write all this for themselves. But see, the left goes, oh, look, they're involved. And the right goes, oh, Kofi Annan's involved. The point is, they're all involved.
Yeah, but the Federal Reserve actually made more money than any other group.
Hey, Federal Reserve, this came out a year and a half ago. The Federal Reserve takes the money from Iraq, from the oil, and puts it in its own bank account.
Yeah,
just type in Federal Reserve taking oil money. No, I mean, it's true.
Yeah. And
you know what? If you want to be heard, you really need to not call in on speakerphones.
I'm not on the speakerphone, Alex.
Well, sounds like it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, also, the Iraqi elections, we were told how great they were. Well, unfortunately, we're going to end up having fundamentalism over in Iraq, and there's going to be a war again. We're going to end up going to war with Iran and Syria.
Well, that's how they make money. I got to let you go. I appreciate the call. We're going to take one more call here. Who was up next in train here? Danny in Oklahoma. Go ahead quickly, Danny.
Yeah, Alex, we're already slaves, and when you join the military, you become a voluntary servitude to the United States government.
You're not allowed to give your slaves experimental shots. That's the law. You're not allowed to put them in DU environments.
Well, we're not operating under the Constitution or the law. You know that.
That's right.
No, I know.
So what do we do? I mean, I'm a disabled veteran, and I am mad. But what can I do? I mean, I can yell and scream, but the apathy out there...
Well, you can do one big thing. They're, by law now, the military is in the schools recruiting,
uh-huh.
And they tell them, doesn't matter what your parents say, just sign here.
Right.
I mean, it is sick.
I was going to tell you to go to your recruiting centers, pass out leaflets to the kids, do protests in front of the recruiting centers, and let these
kids
know.
Because they lied to them, boy.
My son, his recruiter broke 6 promises to him.
Yeah, I mean, the folks, they admit, I've talked to recruiters,
yeah.
They are told to lie to you. And they will tell you that, oh, you're going to be a mechanic, or you're going to be a jet pilot, you're going to be, and you will be on the front lines,
right.
Paying for your food.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you how they're lying. I went to the recruiter to go in as an officer, and they told me that they're meeting their quotas. And like you said, they're lowering their quotas, because when I called the personnel center, they said, we're hurting for people. So the double... speak out there is just incredible.
Right.
All right.
I mean, I feel for you for losing your son, but my sons and daughters aren't going in.
Don't let them go in. Do everything you can. If there's a draft, send them away.
All right. Give us that website again real quick, Cindy.
www.gsfp.org.
God bless you, my dear, and I'm sorry about the loss of your son, but you're going to save a lot of other sons and daughters by what you're doing. Take care.
Alex Jones.
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes, 22 seconds into the third hour. It is Thursday, the 17th day of February 05. I'm Alex Jones, your host, into the second segment of this hour. We are joined by the editor of the Progressive Magazine. He's Matthew Rothschild. He's talking about Bush's pick of John Negroponte for National Intelligence Director, basically to control all the intelligence agencies and to make sure that, well, stuff doesn't leak out and they have little 9/11 type operations for us to give us the new draft and the next level of the police state. And I've read Mr. Rothschild's writings many times over the years. They're quite interesting. And it's good to have him on the air with us. Mr. Rothschild, thanks for coming on.
Alex, my pleasure. Good afternoon.
You bet. Tell us about yourself and your magazine, and then let's get into Negroponte. I mean, it looks like to be in the administration, you've got to have credentials and death squads and torture.
Yeah, that seems to be a prerequisite, and this guy really has got dirty hands. I mean, Negroponte was involved as U.S. ambassador in Honduras in the early 1980s with approving or condoning the torture that the Honduran government was doing there. There was a battalion called Battalion 316 that the Honduran government had operating there. It was trained by the CIA and had killed at least 189 people, including throwing people out of planes. And Negroponte covered up for them. and wrote Congress that the Honduran government was having a fine human rights record when actually it was deep into this kind of serious...
And they sent him to Iraq because of his specialties. He radiates evil. But let's go back. Let's talk about you, sir. You know, tell folks who you are, and then let's talk about the magazine.
Sure. I've been at the Progressive here for 23 years. The Progressive magazine was founded in 1909 by Fighting Bob La Follette, one of the original progressives. And we've been, ever since, trying to put forward these ideas of civil rights and civil liberties and nonviolence and an opposition to U.S. adventurism overseas and a control on corporate power. Those are the pillars of progressivism as we see it. And so we're a monthly magazine. We're on the web at progressive.org. We've got about 65,000 subscribers around the country.
Well, before we get into Negroponte and I Love Torture Gonzalez and Bushes Above the Law Gonzalez and just this whole gaggle of creatures, I've always been curious about that. So you're related to the famous European Rothschild family, or are you not?
I'm not. You know, if I had a dollar every time I was asked that, maybe I would be one of those European bankers by now. But no, there's no relation.
Well, because I'm wondering, because that family, you know, had another name, and they changed it, you know, Redshield in German, Rothschild. So I guess other people took the name Redshield?
Mostly it was just, you know, it is a German name, and it's a big family in Europe, was involved in banking and then in wine business. But, yeah, Rothschild in German means Red Shield. But it's always been Rothschild for my family, which came over in 1848 when a lot of Jews left Germany because of pogroms over there. So we've been here ever since.
I was just curious because we love to get somebody from N.M. Rothschild on. It seems like some of the Rothschilds in Europe are involved in some of this globalism as well.
Well, I don't know exactly what you're referring to, but I've got no connection with European Rothschilds.
I was just curious. It's interesting. You know, just historically. You know, Napoleon, all of it, Battle of Waterloo, just very interesting. Negroponte, I mean, you really, what you just said about him, I think is the kind of the lightest stuff. This guy has just been involved in so much dirt, and Bush is really openly saying he's above the law and building a scary mechanism. They're sending Homeland Security out to toy stores to harass people over copyright infringement or trademark infringement. They're arresting veterans that complain too much. It's like they're building some type of cross between Soviet Russia and Nazi Germany. I'm not just worried about foreign countries being under all this. I'm worried about America.
Well, you got to be worried about our civil rights and civil liberties, Alex, with what's going on with the USA Patriot Act and with even addendums to the USA Patriot Act that have been passed that allow the government essentially to forget about the judiciary and not go and get a warrant to go search your place. They can write up their own warrants and go snoop on you anytime they want. So that's a real serious issue domestically. Negroponte's got just one of the longest bloody trails of anyone in power right now. I mean, he was a guy who in Vietnam, as Henry Kissinger's deputy, was suggesting to Kissinger that the United States shouldn't make a deal. They shouldn't end the Vietnam War, that they should keep fighting the Vietnam War. I don't know how long he wanted to keep fighting the Vietnam War, but he was to the right of Henry Kissinger during those days, which gives you an idea about where he's coming from.
Well, I had Celi Castillo on, who was the head DEA agent for 7 years for Latin America, and he said Negroponte was involved in everything, not just death squads. I mean, he said this guy was like a super gopher who was controlling everything.
Well, he was controlling the illegal Contra war for Ronald Reagan in the early 1980s as ambassador to Honduras. So he must have known about the Iran-Contra, the drugs for weapons deal, all the stuff that Oliver North was doing, and a lot of other illegal activity there. But the thing that disturbs me most, really, is his just covering up for torture. I mean, there were people who had fled El Salvador after Archbishop Romero was killed by death squads that the U.S. was funding in El Salvador. And Archbishop Romero's secretary, a woman, was one of 30 women who this battalion in Honduras took up into airplanes and threw out of planes. And then when some American citizens, including some nuns, went down there to ask Negroponte what happened, he pretended he knew nothing about it. He lied to them, he lied to Congress. This guy is an operator, a very bloody operator for the U.S. empire. And so it's a scary thing for me to believe that he's going to be head of intelligence here. I mean, it seems to me that the Bush administration is sending an unmistakable message to people around the world with the appointment of Gonzalez and now of Negroponte that, you know, torture is in.
Well, you were talking about how he's this bloody operator. But then you mentioned U.S. empire. I mean, to say U.S. empire, it's a global corporate empire that seized America and is using us as an engine of domination for the planet, a huge battering ram. But I mean, I find the left, I don't believe in the left and right. It's all a false paradigm. And, I mean, the Democrats are basically voting as much as the Republicans are for all this police state war, and Clinton did all the same stuff. And Clinton supports this war, Hillary, all of them. And so I think to say U.S. empire kind of psychologically draws these lines, and people go, yeah, I'm for America. You know, shut up, Rothschild.
Well, I do hear that all the time, and I get that on the web, too. But I do think the United States is an empire. I do think it is useful to continue to talk in terms of right and left sometimes. I think more Democrats and certainly more progressives are opposed to this war in Iraq, though there is some support for getting out of the war on the right as well. And I think we need to recognize that we're no longer really a functioning democracy here, because the interests of the U.S. Corporate elite, and also the interests of the people like Negroponte and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, who run U.S. foreign policy, is antithetical to the interests of most of the people in this country. I mean, and our founders would be aghast that we're an empire.
Well, let's talk about the press. I'm sure you know that Tony Blakely a few weeks ago called for grabbing Seymour Hersh and having him executed.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, people like Michael Wiener Savage called for putting people who disagree with the government in forced labor camps. Michelle Malkin writes the book, The Case for Internment Camps. Everywhere, I mean, really, this is like a Twilight Zone episode, Matthew. I mean, it's getting, and you've been, you know, the editor of this major magazine for, you know, several decades. You've been watching this. How do you, I mean, I want to look into your crystal ball. From your experience, I want your predictions. What do you, and this is what I ask everybody who comes on this broadcast about these subjects, what do you see happening in the next 4 years?
Well, you know what scares me the most, Alex, is the possibility that the United States is attacked again by terrorists, this time with a chemical or a biological weapon. And if the United States is attacked again, I think it's Katie bar the door. I think the Bush administration will go attack just about every country that Bush doesn't like.
Maybe Iceland.
Well, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic. I mean, if North Korea said we did it, I think Bush would attack Iceland.
I don't know. I still think he wants to attack North Korea, even though the Pentagon has done a war game on that, and a million people would die in the first 5 days, according to its own estimates. But I think Bush thinks he's got the message from God that he's got to go attack this country, that country, and the next to deliver the gift of freedom. And that's a very scary thing for me. So Bush's messianic militarism scares me. And the possibility, after the United States is attacked again, of the United States imposing martial law. I mean, that's something you don't hear about a lot. But
that's what Tommy Frank said.
Frank said it. But not only that, there's another senior administration official upon leaving office who used the exact phrase, and that was Wayne Downing, one of Condoleezza Rice's deputy, who said, if we're attacked again, this time by weapons of mass destruction, we're going to have to declare martial law.
Well, that's what Eberhardt said, too.
And I was on a panel with a U.S. attorney, the head of counterterrorism in Wisconsin, when I was talking at some University of Wisconsin Green Bay about this, and I mentioned this fear, and I thought he was going to say, oh, that's that crazy Rothschild from that crazy left-wing magazine, The Progressive, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Declaring martial law would be the last thing we'd ever do. No, he said, we've got to really consider this. This is something we've got to get
on the
table.
Well, there was a Gannett News Service article in 2003 where they said, we're going to lock down the schools, take your children, take them to FEMA camps. Under a red code red, you have no rights. It will be martial law. We'll be formed into work brigades. I mean, this is their cover for total dictatorship.
Well, I don't think it would come to that, but I do think they've got plans underway on the shelves that they could, you know, bring out, just as they brought out plans after September 11th to ram the Patriot Act down our throats, to really curtail our freedoms. Wayne Downing, Condoleezza Rice's deputy at the National Security Council, was saying, we're going to have the Army be able to arrest people.
Well, to show my ignorance here, I've seen a dozen other officials say this, but I wasn't aware of Wayne Downing saying that. Can you give me maybe the headline for an article so I can Google that and get it posted?
Yeah, I mean, you can just Google it, Wayne Downing and martial law, and I think in Washington Post it will come up. I believe it was in December of 2002.
Oh, man. They're just slobbering, foaming at the mouth for this.
Yeah, I mean, this is the most anti-democratic administration maybe ever, certainly since the days of Richard Nixon running around drunk in the White House.
Oh, Richard Nixon was an angel compared to these people.
I don't know. He wanted to bomb the Brookings Institution.
We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning
room. All right, we're talking to Matthew Rothschild, editor of the Progressive Magazine, on Bush's pick of Negroponte for National Intelligence Director. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be taking your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. You mentioned another Bush administration official, Rice's deputy, who talked about martial law that I wasn't aware of. I was aware of Eberhardt and Franks and a bunch of others, but Tell us about this other individual. You actually pulled that article out.
Yeah, I've grabbed it here in my little file. This is an article from the Washington Post dated Tuesday, December 24th. It started on the front with a title, In U.S., Terrorism's Peril Undiminished. And it goes on then, for about 50 paragraphs, and about paragraph 37, which gives you an idea about the Washington Post really putting the important stuff at the top. Here's Wayne Downing, Condoleezza Rice's deputy, now retired. The United States may have to declare martial law someday, Downing said, in the case of a devastating attack with weapons of mass destruction causing tens of thousands of casualties. This could mean that the military would be given the authority to impose curfews, protect businesses and communities, even make arrests, unquote.
And so during the fog of all this, they can run around and arrest the dissidents and do whatever they want, and meanwhile rob pension funds and run their scams while the smokescreen's going.
Yeah, they can just get away with doing anything. I mean, they can just suspend the Constitution. That's what Tommy Franks was talking about, and he was regretting that. He saw it coming and said, this is going to be bad. Here, Wayne Downing is almost celebrating it.
Well, he was putting it in prose of, it's real sad, but this is what's going to happen and what the people want.
Yeah, he was blaming the people. You're absolutely right. When it's not the people who's going to impose martial law, come on.
Well, number one, martial law doesn't keep us safe. Martial law is, again, we've got, the CBS News reported that $2.4 trillion is missing from the Pentagon in the last decade. And that number has doubled. It was only $1.2 trillion under Clinton, which is bad enough. Now it's another $1.2 trillion just while Bush has been in. This is mad, insane stealing and looting.
Yeah, you know, they're just getting away with everything hand over fist here. And, you know, again, I just don't think the American people are going to go for this if they knew it was going to happen. And at some point, I'm hoping that a majority of Americans are going to rise up and say, no, I'm delighted that in about 350 towns and cities and counties around the country, people have gotten together and passed ordinances and resolutions saying that they're not going to cooperate and their local police aren't going to cooperate with the federal government when it comes knocking with the USA Patriot Act. And so I think there's a rebellion both on the left and on the right against this USA Patriot Act and this invasion of our rights and liberties.
Well, it's over 400 cities and 4 states now.
Yeah, I think the states are Alaska, Hawaii, and Vermont, and Maine.
Yeah, but now I've noticed since it went over about 200 cities, now you never see it in the news anymore.
This has been a totally undercover story. I mean, this has been happening now ever since the Patriot Act came down. I think it started in Northampton, Massachusetts, and it's hardly getting any national coverage, and it's an amazing
journey. Well, I was there and led the fight here in Austin, got it thrown out. But, I mean, since then, I mean, I hear about towns and cities doing it, and the news just, you know, national coverage doesn't pick it up.
In Chicago, I think it was unanimous by the city council. I mean, it's not just places like Madison, Wisconsin, and Austin, Texas.
And it's a lot of conservative cities.
Absolutely. A lot of the conservatives out west, they don't want the police. You know, the Patriot Act that Bush just yesterday said, we've got to renew the Patriot Act.
That means expand, by the way.
Yeah, and the Patriot Act means the police can come into your house when you're not there, go through all your files, get on the computer, put a recording device on your computer, and then leave and never tell you about it. I mean, do people really want the police to be able to do that?
Without warrants, it's like these big regional rubber stamp warrants where they just sign one for a region, and then they, of course, Patriot Act 2, it's got secret arrest of citizens. Well, you know the definition in Section 802 of the first Patriot Act is any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law.
Well, this is what, you know, Martin Luther King under the Patriot Act would be considered a domestic terrorist because he was violating a law at the same time he was trying to change government policy. And that under the Patriot Act can be construed as intimidation, and if it's intimidation, then you're a terrorist. I mean, that's unbelievable.
What about these reports now where Second Amendment demonstrators or anti-war protesters stand there with a sign on a street corner and they're getting 2 years in prison? I mean, they've been ruling this, but there's no First Amendment.
Well, the thing that I've been following, and I think anyone who is, you know, standing on blocking traffic and engaging in civil disobedience can be dragged through the USA Patriot Act machinery and go to jail for it. But I, you know, anyone who tries to protest the president is being either put into, you know, free speech zones a mile away, or, and some of them are getting arrested. I know people who've been protesting the president when he's coming through towns, and they have signs up, and they're arrested and held overnight.
Well, I mean, I've got video of it on the news during the inauguration. They kept the protesters way far away And if anybody got through and then pulled out a little sign, they just arrested them. You know, we can't have the emperor seeing the slaves not worship his little beady-eyed twitliness. We'll be back with your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark. With this free book offer, call 888-221-1715 and receive the book. The Bible says, for free, there is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you, and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling 888-221-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Kyle and Leon and Anthony and many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. We're talking to the editor of the Progressive magazine, and it's done a lot of really in-depth reporting about Negroponte and others. He's coming back up with us here in just a few minutes. Before we go back to our guests and your calls, folks, it is time for you to take action, and it is time for you to get involved and to expose the truth of 9/11. This whole police state's being built on 9/11. That's the pretext. The next terror attack will be the excuse for total martial law. If we do not expose who was behind 9/11, who stood to gain from it, the public officials being warned not to fly, the people being warned, the insider trading of the CIA, Bin Laden being CIA, Al-Qaeda being flown out to safety by the CIA. If we do not expose all of this and show what really happened, then they're going to continue to orchestrate these events to bring in their new world order, their global police state. And 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, is the premier film that exposes the history of government-sponsored terror, and it goes through what they're setting up in the aftermath of 9/11 and how to stop it. And it's almost 3 hours long on DVD, 2.5 hours long on VHS. and it's $24.95. You can get additional copies for $5.95. When you buy one copy of Road to Tyranny, each additional copy is $5.95. That way you can get four or five copies and give them as gifts. And 90% of those that see the films are waking up, are getting involved. So you've got a tool that will wake people up. And listen, I've done over 2,000 radio interviews in the last 3.5 years on liberal, conservative talk shows. And because I don't go at it from a liberal or conservative spin or label, almost every caller calls in and agrees and is waking up. And that's what my films do, is they expose how both parties are controlled, bought and paid for by the same people. But if you go on air and say, I'm a conservative and all the liberals are evil, they're not going to listen. You go on air and say, I'm a liberal, all the conservatives are evil, they're not going to listen. The key is getting back to freedom and liberty and a true populist constitutionalist view. And you're not getting that from either the left or the right. And that's what the people are hungry for. It makes sense. It's just common sense. Folks, please get Road to Tyranny. Please get part two of that about 9/11, The Masters of Terror, my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book I printed, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Go to InfoWars.com, peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, watch free clips of the films, read free chapters of the books, order them, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, you can call and order. They'll answer your questions, 1-888-253-3139, or as I said, InfoWars.com to order via the web, or PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, my weekly TV show that I've been doing for a decade in Austin. You can now watch it on the web weekly. My book, Paul Watson's book, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. Going back to the editor of the Progressive magazine, Matthew Rothschild, and before I get a bunch of calls, you heard him, no relation to the banking house Rothschild. I'm sure those calls are about to come up here. Going back to Matthew, any other key points you want to throw out there before we go to these calls?
Well, I think you're absolutely right to be bringing people's attention to the problems of our civil liberties after 9/11. I mean, the Bush administration has really been taking them away. I mean, there's the Patriot Act. There's these little acts that follow the Patriot Act. There's the 2004 Intelligence Authorization Act that allows the FBI to go to the post office and read your mail.
They just passed the new Freedom Initiative for forced psychological testing. They just passed a national ID card in December.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to take our rights away, and people should certainly oppose the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. If you do nothing else, tell your congresspeople not to go for that, because that is just allowing the police into your office, into your bedroom.
Well, I wrote the first analysis of Patriot Act 1. I'm not kidding. Within days of it passing, and I also wrote one of the first synopses of the Patriot 2. But in there, and I have this, the article still there from October 2001, folks, where I show the subsection. It says the sunset is on little tertiary sections of the act. The real tyrannical elements are not sunsetted, so that's a red herring. If you listen to what he says carefully, it's we need to reauthorize and expand.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he's after. And the very definition of what a domestic terrorist is, that's not going to be sunsetted. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's part of the act that isn't up for renewal. That's there until they repeal it, and I think people should demand that that be repealed, because anyone who wants to protest U.S. policy by engaging in civil disobedience that goes all the way back to the Boston Tea Party, I mean, are we all going to be considered domestic terrorists now?
Well, there are literally hundreds of cases, I lost count, of pot dealers, county commissioners, bid rigging, complaining, copyright infringements. They're using the Patriot Act against everybody already.
Yeah, they're just throwing the book at people, and they're using everything they can to detain people. They're using the so-called material witness statute that used to be to hold people who were testifying in mob cases from fleeing. Then they're using that for anyone that they want to hold for whatever purposes they feel like it, essentially, these days.
It's amazing. Kyle in California. Kyle, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, thank you very much. You are the man. I just wanted to say keep yourself safe and keep yourself healthy, because we're in for a long fight. I just wanted to lay out an invitation to Mr. Rothschild, because I'm a regular KPFA listener here in the Bay Area, and I vividly remember before our stage selection, the local hostess, Andrea Lewis, asking him about Skull and Bones, and he kind of poo-pooed it as a little social organization, and I wanted to invite him to PrisonPlanet.tv and listen to the interview from the man who wrote the book on Skull and Bones. Maybe he can be a little bit more informed next time the opportunity comes up.
And well, I talked to Mr. Rothschild during the break, and I said, you know, it's a Nazi death cult. He said, oh, no, no. Yeah, I mean, you really should look into two Skull and Bones and these Thule and Thule Society organizations, because they really have more power than I think you know.
Well, I just don't agree with you, Alex or Kyle, on Skull and Bones. I really don't think that Skull and Bones Society and the people who belong to it or have gone through it have anything really to do about power in America, who's got it, who's using it, and why they're using it. And I think we're missing the point when we're focusing on those kinds of things. I mean, the point is, you've got Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney. Those guys are running the show, and when Clinton was there, he was doing the bidding of U.S. corporations, too. We got to see who's got the power and why they're using it. It's not because they went through Skull and Bones. It's because they're going to make money by letting the U.S. military open up more markets overseas and letting the IMF and the World Bank open up those markets for them.
I appreciate that perspective. I really do. It's just I'm here, and I see so much crossover between good guests on supposed left programs here in the Bay Area and so much identity derived from this people associating themselves with progressives or lefties, but there are good people on both sides that get caught up in this schism, and I just think you have an opportunity to maybe bridge that gap a little bit.
Well, I appreciate that, Colin. I'm glad you've been listening to all sorts of sides, because I think that's what people should do. I mean, people should get out of the custom of just listening to people that they always agree with, and, you know, you're living in just a little igloo then. You might as well, you know, sample everything that's out there and come to your own conclusions.
Yeah, don't live in a bubble. Well, that's what we try to do on this broadcast. Let's talk to Leon in Colorado. Leon, go ahead.
Yeah, I just really appreciate your program today. Unfortunately, I can only get about an hour of it because of the programming over here at Johnstown.
Well, c'est la vie. What's going on?
Well, I just have a question for your guest there. And, you know, it's obvious to me that whenever Bush comes to our Congress, they're like my dog. He says roll over and they roll over. Hello?
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do, or what do we do, I mean, to reach these guys? I mean, they just seem to be more of a problem than anybody else.
Well,
are they just sold out to
Let me just say this. The Founding Fathers said gridlock was good and obstructionism was good. Instead, it's like they've greased the skids.
That's what I'm talking about.
And they're going wild. Everything is passing. Nothing is being it's being resisted, but they just, I mean, it's like toll roads in Austin. 90%+ are against it. We've caught all the fraud and bribery, but they just go, we're doing it because private corporations want to tax the roads. It's just a raping, looting, wild orgy of corruption. Matthew, comments?
Well, I think people need to pressure their legislators and tell them if they don't stand up and stand up for the people's good that they're going to not get their vote, and they do. The one thing politicians look at is their possibility of getting reelected. That's the only pressure you have on them. I mean, I do think some of these lopsided votes, you just got to scratch your head. I mean, the Patriot Act passed the U.S. Senate 98-1. Russ Feingold was the only senator, my senator from Wisconsin.
They didn't even read it.
Who opposed it. Yeah, they didn't take the time to
even read it. They weren't allowed to read it. It was issued an hour before.
I mean, it's incredible that that got ran through like that. And then, you know, or just take the Homeland Security head, Chertoff. He passed 98-0. I mean, here was
a guy. What is it with Congress? That's what I'm asking is, are they just sitting there totally scared to death? Or?
Well, they got, I'll tell you what it is. A lot of them, you know, got a mistress, and then they got photos of that. And a lot of them were put there by corporations that are paying for them to do it. And a lot of them are just lazy. I mean, it's just they're a bunch of crooks.
And a lot of them are scared of Bush and Rove.
Yeah, they don't want to get an anthrax letter.
That must be, but I'm just, well, I know our congressman, he changed his tune. He didn't vote for the last one of these things, and I know that he was getting a lot of pressure. Because
an example. G. Gordon Liddy and Dr. Laura came out against the new Freedom Force psychological testing, and they got millions of phone calls.
Right.
And then they fired G. Gordon Liddy.
But
I mean, literally, either you toe absolute Bush worship line, or you are gone. And I've talked to people in this industry. I mean, that is how it is unless you're on this network.
Well, I can't even stand to listen to him talk or see his face anymore, so I guess I really have a hard time hearing anything
he says. And look, Air America isn't going to help anybody because they're only giving you the left-wing view and not talking about how corrupt their party is. You see, that's the problem. I mean, everybody's blind to, like, one side of the paradigm.
Well, you're absolutely right, Alex, and you know, you know, I got your film here, and I'm going to be watching it, you're absolutely right. It isn't a right-left. It isn't the Democrats. It isn't the Republicans. And this is the only way I've ever reached anybody to say, whoa, that has nothing to do with whether I'm a Republican. I didn't think of the word populist. I said, I'm just an American that believes in a constitutional republic. And that's what I'm talking
about. Well, it's like this. You have to talk to these people like they're children. Like when I've had to have arguments throughout my life that professional wrestling isn't real, you know, if you say, I don't like Hulk Hogan, then they go, don't talk bad about my hero. You have to explain, no, it isn't real. They're not really having a fight out there. You know, if you beat someone over the head with a chair 15 times, they die. You know, they don't jump back up. You know, this is, you know, and look, a lot of adults think wrestling's real. They think this stuff's real. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
Comments to that analogy, Matthew?
Well, I think you can talk to people where they are, and I think no matter where you are on the perspective of politics, whether you're libertarian, right-wing, Republican, left-wing, Democrat, wherever you identify, not many people in this country want corporations to run their lives, and not many people in this country want the police to be able to come into their home when they're not there. I mean, that's a huge violation of the Fourth Amendment. And I think once we can address people where they are and find some points of agreement and then open their eyes to what this government is doing, we can start building a movement here that will oppose any more of this retrenchment against our rights and maybe get some of these rights back. That's what we need to do.
Well, here's another example. Major polls in California, 94% of Californians were against these satellite tracker boxes Schwarzenegger wants to put in the car to tax and trace. But then you talk to liberal academics, they're all for it. So you know, how do we, on 100 different issues, have 90-plus percent of people against it, and it's common sense, but still the Republican and Democrat leadership is all for it?
Well, I think one of the big things we need to do to change this country is get full campaign financing so that the corporations and the wealthiest people in this country aren't buying Congress. And that's what's been happening. The lobbyists, you know, go in and cash in the investments. And so you get the laws the lobbyists want, the corporate interests want, and you don't get the laws that the people need.
Well, you're an editor of a major, established, almost 100-year magazine, and you've been there for decades, so I want to get your take on this. We're now learning that there's all these White House paid for fake reporters. You know, the Armstrong Williams is the tip of the iceberg, as he said. I've been talking about this for years. It's massive. We've got propaganda placement, not product, but propaganda placement, where the government is paying for fake newscasts, $76 million of it last year alone for the Medicare package. I mean, I don't think people realize just how staged it is. Your comments on that?
Well, that's a huge problem. I mean, the mainstream media is just regurgitating some of this propaganda from the administration. It is illegal propaganda. The government is not supposed to have people on their staffs paid to indoctrinate the American people and not telling them where this indoctrination is coming from or that it's associated with the administration. This is happening in one department after the next, Department of Defense, Department of Health and Human Services. I mean, these guys are force-feeding stuff down our throats, and then they're sending out little press releases or video press releases to networks and local news stations around the country that are running them, not identifying it as government propaganda.
And I mean, now we're going to have this Pentagon channel where they're going to spend, they're saying hundreds of millions of dollars a year to produce high-quality news pieces that aren't even identified, and I've now heard they're going to offer that free. People will save money using it, but they have to air it intact. This is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's not what we pay taxes for. That's not what our government is for, not to indoctrinate us. It's supposed to enact laws that can, you know, help us out, defend the country and take care of the common welfare. But this is a government that has total disdain for the people. This Bush administration, Karl Rove, Dick Cheney administration, they don't like democracy at all, and they're taking it away from us.
Well, our constitutional republic cannot survive this. I would call it, I think there's a book along these lines, Imperial Hubris. I mean, this is hubris.
It definitely is hubris, and it may get the better of him at some point. I mean, Bush is overreaching. He's overreaching with Social Security. He's overreached in Iraq. He may overreach in Iran or Syria and North Korea, and at some point...
That's a good question. The Pentagon told him we would lose unless we had 400,000 troops. They knew this, but they still just don't care, and the military is literally folding right now.
Well, the brass, Tommy Franks, rolled over for Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld just beat him up and finally said, okay, you know, we'll use 150,000 troops instead of 400,000 troops, and look at the mess they made in Iraq.
But, I mean, that's delusional, what they call magical thinking. I mean, it seems like they've really gone off the deep end when their own tacticians and war game strategists tell them it isn't going to work, and they just go do it.
Well, they were eating their own propaganda, Alex. They started to believe their own stuff, and they believed the lies of the Iraqi National Congress that they were paying for. They were paying this group, Ahmed Chalabi's group, to feed lies to the American people, and then the administration itself started to believe it, that they'd be showered with flowers and candy, and the whole country of Iraq would embrace them forever. I mean, no one who knows anything about Iraq believe that.
Well, I mean, they told White to take a walk, Secretary of the Army, when he said it was impossible.
Well, that's the thing about this group. They will brook no dissent. Anyone who raises a question is out the door. I mean, Colin Powell said he wanted to stay another year. Forget it. He's gone. But the people there who created this problem, you know, Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz, and who are involved in this torture policy, especially Rumsfeld and Gonzalez, you know, they're around. They're still there.
And Negroponte, they're all shooting to the top.
Yeah, now Negroponte gets, you know, this huge position, and he's got blood on his hands.
Unbelievable. Final segment coming up. Anthony in New York and others, your calls are up next. Talking to the editor of the Progressive magazine. Just blows my mind. Folks, these people are taking it straight towards an iceberg, and they're just laughing and fiddling on the deck. They love it. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Thank you so much for joining us. Final segment. Let's take just two final calls for our guest. Anthony in New York. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
All right, I just got out of military prison. I was stationed at Fort Drum, New York, and I got sent to Afghanistan, and I was there for a couple months, and I got a Red Cross message that my mom had cancer. And so I came back on leave, and they gave me like 30 days of leave, and she was on hospice, like where they come to take care of you at home or whatever. And my leave wasn't up, and she was still alive, and I was the only one to take care of her. So I called back to try to get an extension on my leave, and they told me no, that I needed to come back. And so I stayed with her till she died, and my stepdad got sick, and I stayed with him till he died too, which was like, it was a total of 5 months that I was gone, and I got sentenced to 5 months in military prison. And they like plastered me all over the newspapers around my town, like made me look like a real scum. They said like I was a deserter, and which I had never deserted. And that I was in prison with guys that had been absent without leave like 7 years and got lesser sentences.
Well, they just selectively enforce all of that. I mean, we've talked to troops who are in Iraq. It's been in the news where they have to pay for their own food. When their arms and legs get blown off, they discharge them in Ramstein, make them pay to fly home. Have you heard about that?
Yes, and it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, they try to paint this picture that when you join the military, they'll take care of you no matter what happens, and it's definitely not true at all.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Sorry to hear that happen. And now I guess you can't own a gun or anything. You're dishonorably discharged, I guess. Comments to what he was saying, Matthew?
Well, the treatment of our troops generally is just deplorable, and the health care they get when they come back is deplorable. And also, the unpopularity of this Iraq war wasn't true of Anthony, but it's true of a lot of soldiers. According to the Pentagon itself, there are 5,500 deserters, U.S. soldiers who refuse to go back and report for duty. That shows you what it's like to be over there.
Let's talk to Jim in New York. Jim, go ahead.
Good afternoon. What I want to say quickly, I tuned in and it was Mike, what's his name? The guest?
Rothschild.
Rothschild. Mr. Rothschild was talking about, knew about Skull and Bones. And I feel it's very important, as I think you probably do. I've heard you talk before. And the reason for this is that these people, people wonder how it is that they can control so much and so many people. And the reason being is that a lot of these people, to my knowledge, and I've been reading this for 25 years, belong to secret societies, etc. A lot of them do not know what's going on at the bottom. You know, they just do what they're told because that's the way it's set up. And therefore, you can command the whole army of people.
Well, I mean, look, La Cosa Nostra, the Italian mafia, is a secret society.
Correct.
Intelligence agencies are secret societies.
Right.
A secret society was just an intelligence agency 200 years ago, and then we're supposed to deny they even exist. Anything to say to that, Matthew?
Well, I don't think the Skull and Bones is anywhere near the power or the influence in this country as important even to think about as the Cosa Nostra, as the mob, or as an intelligence agency. We just disagree on that, but I don't think that has anything to do with really what's happening in this country. And if there weren't any Skull and Bones, we'd still have the exact same problems that we're having today.
Well, that may be so, but it happens to be at this time that that's the name they choose to call themselves. You can call them whatever you want, but you must admit that you mentioned Cheney, Clinton, Bush, that these people all work in conjunction with each other, and they have a name. That's all. That's the only thing we're trying to say. They have a name, not that at a given time in history it may be called something else.
Yeah, but they're not following the orders of the Skull and Bones Society. That's not what they're doing.
I'll have to have you up for a debate about that sometimes. We're saying Skull and Bones is part of this tapestry. Of this elite. We have an elite, don't we, Mr. Rothschild?
We certainly do, and it's a corporate elite. It's the corporations and the top 1% of Americans that are running this country. It's not the American people, but it's not Skull and Bones either.
See, I'd say 0.1%.
Well, we can cut it that thin.
Yeah, give folks the website for your magazine.
Thanks very much. It's progressive.org.
All right, interesting talking to you, and take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we're out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Interesting having somebody on named Rothschild. I figure that'd make the listeners go crazy. But definitely a different view than what you normally get from the Rothschilds. Take care, PrisonPlanet.tv.